We might be the ASP.NET monsters, but that doesn't mean that we're unaware of other web frameworks. Let's mash on that. Hi everybody, and welcome to another episode of the ASP.NET monsters. In today's episode, we're going to talk about Suave. Suave is a kind of web development library server, which is written in F-sharp, for F-sharp, and it is this rather dapper-looking fellow here with a slanty haircut, glasses, a mustache, and a bow tie.
Am I hipster enough to be part of this call?
I'm not sure. If you want to run off and get a plaid shirt on and maybe some glasses, like really thick-rimmed glasses. They don't have to have glass in them, but it would help if you did that. Otherwise, I don't know if F-sharp is really hipster. It doesn't feel like it's hipster enough. Oh, okay. He's actually going to do it. This is unfortunate because this leaves me having to fill dead air space. I really hope he comes back with glasses. So that would make me really happy. Oh.
Sorry about that.
Hey!
Oh, that glasses helps. At least. So.
Yeah. Are you wearing glasses and contact lenses now?
No.
Okay.
Just glasses.
It is unfortunately not the way it works. I was also sort of hoping that would give me supervision too, but it turns out that optics doesn't work that way. Anyway, let's take a look at Suave. So I have set up here a handy little F-sharp project. And I just created a file, new F-sharp project here. This is a console application. So it's got an entry point down here. So an F-sharp that's denoted by this little entry point annotation here. So if you're a C-sharp developer, don't worry. F-sharp is fun and fine and not that scary in most cases. So I will kind of explain what's happening as we go through here. But Suave is very simple in that the first thing that you want to do is you can just set up this thing here. So this is basically a routing table inside the application here. And you can route on a number of different properties here. I'm going to route on the HTTP verb. And then inside of that, I'm going to route on the path here. So this choose is a Suave command that basically says, given a list of verbs and actions here, then please use these. So you don't denote, like normally in C-sharp, you'd see some sort of delimiter here between items and a list, but that doesn't exist in F-sharp. So you would just kind of like space delimit them, and this whole thing here is like an item in the list, and then this thing here is an item in the list, and then inside of here, this is an item, and this is an item, and a list is just basically what you would expect. It's not exactly the same as a C-sharp list, like it's not the generic list that you're used to from the system.collections generic package, but it is, for most purposes, pretty similar. So what I'm saying here is that anytime there's a get, I'm going to give it two possible paths here, the home and the account route, and then I'm also going to have the same things for posts here. I'm going to set up a configuration here. So what I have here is the default configuration, which is provided by Suave, and then I'm going to use this little annotation here, this little syntax here that says with, and then I'm going to set up this new thing here. So this is a very quick way of creating new objects inside of F-sharp. So you can give it an existing object, and then you can say, basically copy the existing object, and then make this one change to it. And that's because things in F-sharp are immutable. So I couldn't go down here and little variables in F-sharp are immutable. So I couldn't go down here and like reassign config. Because it's already been defined. Oh, looks like I lost a bracket there too. So it's going to be upset here because this is already defined. So none of that. And then I'm just going to start up a web server here using this config here and this app that I defined up here. So the only thing that I changed here was I just set it, told it to listen on the loopback on port 9000. I don't remember what the default is on port 8080 or something. But this is going to change it to listen HTTP protocol and that loopback address and so on and so forth. So the very simplest thing we could do here is we could look at like this post for PS, and maybe I will start this up and I'll spin up an instance of Postman here. Oh, I already have an instance of Postman running in the background.
So this runs as an executable. It's just a self-hosted web server kind of thing?
Yeah, basically. So it's pretty simple and lightweight and quick. So if you were building something that wasn't super exciting or super involved, then this would be a good option. It's close to what I want, what I actually want for 9,000. So I'm just gonna send a post to this. A home controller in there, basically, or home route. All right, so this is just returned this text right here. So OK is basically a command that says return HTTP 200 and the following text. So you might see a couple of interesting operators inside of this file here, and one of them is this one right here, which is, I think, called a Khaleesi concatenation operator. But you don't have to worry about that, because that's a category theory sort of thing that nobody really needs to know about for writing F#. You don't need to know category theory to write functional programming stuff, so don't worry too much about it. But basically, it means compose inside of this. So if I actually pop over here, I happen to have the source code open for this here. So one of the things that F# allows for is overriding operators or creating your own operators. So in this case, we've overridden or created this operator here, and it's just doing webpart.compose of A and B. So that allows us to use this kind of, what do you call it, infix notation here, I suppose, and say, you know, join these two web parts together. So the kind of base unit inside of Suave is a web part, and you can compose them together, almost like a pipeline to do various different things. So that's a pretty simple example there, but now we can do something that's a little bit more complicated. So I think I have something here called home. So this is just going to call a function called home that returns a web part. And this is right here, so it's just going to return hello home. Same sort of thing. So you don't have to have everything in line. Where's that gone? Let's change this back to a get. Send. So now we just get that string returned. If we want to do something a little bit more complicated, like something with a piece of account information here, then we can have this thing here. This is just another function here called account info. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to return an account type here. So this account type, did I define it in here? Yeah, here we go. So this is the account type here. So it's just a, you can think of this as basically like a lightweight class inside of C#. So it's got a number, a balance, and a name to it. So when I create it, I'm going to give it a number, a balance, and a name. And that's going to be set for the lifetime of this object. So that's immutable now. So what I would do is I'll create this, and then I'm going to take this and I'm going to JSON serialize it and JSON format it. So this is being run through a JSON library called Chiron. Let's call it Chiron. I'll get there eventually. So I always think of it as kind of a joke of like, how long before between starting a project and writing the code on the project, like what is the maximum amount of time I can spend writing a project without including newtonsoft.json? It's usually less than 10 minutes these days.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, but this is an alternate library that you could use. So it some works a little bit differently in that on the account type, we're going to define the static member called toJSON. And this is going to define how stuff gets written out as JSON, and you can see here there's this operator here, which is a little bit weird looking, but this is basically just wrapping the map operator. So if we go back to the source code for this thing, there is, I feel, somewhere in here, This is just a single file. Is it asterisk arrow? So this is this inline, this operator here, and this is just doing JSON map to of the with those things. So this is a very common thing that you'll see people do is override operators. In this case, the way they've done it is they put everything inside an operators module, which means that you don't need to include it. So this is basically a namespace. So you don't have to include this. And in fact, when I was first writing this example, I had some problems because some of the operators that are defined here, you can see this one here, this Khaleesi set composition operator, it's defined both by Suave and in here, so they kind of conflicted a little bit with each other, so I had to like change the order in which I included stuff to make sure that I included the operators first, and then they were overwritten by the Suave operators. Not really sure if that's the best way of doing things. I feel like it's a bit like not granular, whatever the opposite of granular is. Lumpy. So, I mean, what I'd really like to do is like include individual operators, or at least have the power to include individual operators. But anyway, this JSON serializer JSON format that's basically just going to call after this two JSON stuff, and it's going to print out this JSON string. So JSON serializer returns a JSON object, and JSON format is going to return a string. And then I'm going to take that, and I'm going to compose that with the OK web part, and then I'm going to put that together with this set mime type. And that's going to basically like build the object, set the mime type, and return it. So you go and try that, and that's just a get on account. Is it account? Yeah. And we'll send that. And there we go, it gets returned. So this is a really quick and simple way to kind of build up a web service. It's not very complicated and it's super lightweight. So if you're just building a small web service, it just fronts the database maybe, returns a couple of fields. This is just a microservice, then this is a really quick and easy way to do it. You don't have to worry about bringing in a whole bunch of ASP.NET stuff, even though it's much lighter weight. In .NET Core, this is still probably a little bit faster and easier to do. At the same time, you can build like entire applications in Suave. There's nothing stopping you from doing that. It does have a lot of power. And being able to compose web parts together like this gives you some great power. It's a great opportunity to build like entire sites. You could call out, even they have some examples on their website of calling out to a view engine, somewhere in here. I've lost it now, but there is a tutorial in here on how to call out and serve out entire view engine stuff. So server-side templating, that's probably what it is. So I haven't played around too much with this, but it should be a good opportunity that you could go and do this. And it would not surprise me if you couldn't hook this up to Razor and use Razor to generate your pages. Okay, I think that's probably everything that I wanted to cover about Suave. Okay, so I think that's pretty much everything that I wanted to talk about around Suave. So if you have any questions or comments or suggestions, please leave them below. And if we read your question on air or answer your question, I guess we won't necessarily answer it. We might read it on air and then go, we don't know. Hopefully not. But if we do, then we will send you a snazzy, handy-dandy, nice sticker to actually have one of on my laptop now. Ooh, check that out.
Fancy.
Yeah, it is indeed. I was recently convinced that I should put stickers on my laptop.
About time.
Yes, so I'm on the road. I have 3 stickers now. So we'll see everybody on the next episode of the ASP. Wait, what are we? The ASP.NET Monsters. ASP.NET Monsters. Do we usually throw a .NET in there? I feel like we just see ASP.NET Monsters,
I
right?
think we are, yeah.
Okay, good. All right.
Bye.
Bye.